Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show. That's F-I-S-S-I-O-N because that's what we're living with. Thanks to the alternative facts that we've been living with for the last 70 years by the nuclear liars who call themselves, ironically, the nuclear priesthood. So I guess we could get into that whole conversation about lies, truth, and religion, right? So today is Thursday, February 2nd, and I do not have a guest scheduled. I decided that I really wanted to do a call-in radio show, and if nobody calls me, then it's just going to be me speaking. So I apologize. I hope you don't hear my phone in the background. It's ringing. I completely forgot to turn off my phone in the other room. It rang six times. So anyways, I am doing a call-in radio show. If people want to give me a call, you can. The phone number is 718-717-8106. And hold on just one second. I'm going to shut that door in case they call back. Because I do have persistent clients that call me right at 8 o'clock. So, anyways, I have a lot on my mind. I've been interviewing a lot of people and doing a lot of thinking. We're kind of going through a transformation. One of the things that I really want to talk about, though, is the ennui, the just complete lack of motivation to save our country, folks. They're rolling out a Pinochet-style controlled government, and people are going like, wow, that government's really bad. No, we're really bad. We're not. People living in red states, especially Kentucky, ought to be hot on the ass of Mitch McConnell every day, calling his office, telling him to slow down the train to fascism. It is outrageous that he gets away with this in a state that has severe problems. So those of you that, you know, really are out there and paying attention, it matters. It matters big time. We need you to actively get engaged and become a pain in the ass for people. Don't let them just, you know, get away with it. It's outrageous. I don't know how you guys feel about Max Tillerson, but Max Tillerson, it's almost like we've just installed Russia in the State Department. I mean, ExxonMobil gets to gain boatloads of money. How much time do you think before Trump rolls back the sanctions against Russia? Which, frankly, I never really thought was an effective idea anyways. I think that in terms of what's going on in Syria, I mean, the reason that the sanctions were put on, you know, it kind of got all combined. Like, the Ukraine wanted to go back to Russia, and the United States went, you guys have nuclear power plants. We're not giving those back to Russia. So it all gets back down to nuclear, which Really, ironically, this is the irony of it all. We never talk about nuclear, except that it's clean, green, and safe. That's what you always hear them talk about. Even, what's this guy, McKibbins from 350.org? I mean, I can't believe any environmentalist thinks that nuclear is a sound idea to lean back on, and we'll just transition off in 10 years. 10 more years of nuclear stuff, and there will not be life on this planet, folks. In fact, we need to do a severe about face. So let me give you the phone number again if you want to call in. 718-717-8106. That is, in fact, my own personal Skype number. So if you're off the air and you have something you want to talk to me about, if I'm around on Skype, I'll answer the phone. So the number is 718-717-8106. I'd love to talk to you. Otherwise, you guys are just going to, the few that are hearing me would, are just going to hear me talk because, as I said, I have a lot on my mind. I'm going to reference a few issues about nuclear because really, people do not comprehend how nuclear takes over our entire everything in our lives. Everything in the modern era, since they discovered the rutagen, everything has been affected by it. They were testing our babies at the turn of the century without people knowing it. It has probably caused some severe mutations. I mean, not, it's beyond comprehension that we have these technologies that are allowed to harm people. And our governments think it's okay, that that's just the cost of doing business. Nancy Pelosi answered a young man and she said, "Well, we're just technologists. I mean, we're just capitalists. That's the way it is. We got to face facts. We're capitalists. We're not a socialist society." Well, why the not, Nancy Pelosi? Why not? Why do we have to define ourselves as capitalists? I mean, I don't think in our Constitution it says we are a capitalist nation. Let's make profit everything. I mean, it's beyond comprehension that these people don't even, I don't know. This is why I had to talk to you guys because I'm full of like the, you know, I'm having these Scooby-Doo moments all the time. I'm like, like what? I was reading on the internet this morning. I woke up early actually to put this announcement out that I'm going to have live calls so people that follow my Facebook page will see it. I'm the reason. What's been interesting is I believe what's been happening on my computer and calls are being dropped is I happen to have had three viruses. So let me see if this is the reality. I'm going to add them to the group call. Good morning. This is Lonnie Clark. Who am I speaking with?
This is Glenn, Lonnie.
Who is this?
Glenn.
Hey, Glenn Woodford.
Oh, there's bad connection.
That's good. No, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you talking about Kentucky and Mitch McConnell, and we need to get on the ball, so I figure I better
Yeah.
call in, seeing I'm in
Yes.
Kentucky.
Yes, you better. And you know what's even better than that? Talk to your neighbors and get them to call in too. And say, do you
Yeah.
realize? I mean, Betsy DeVos with the Department of Education is planning on firing 460,000 teachers, voucherizing the whole entire education department and making them all for-profit corporations.
Right. Talk about the dumbing down of America.
Well, let's talk about destroying the educational system. Her track record in New Orleans and in Michigan is off the charts bad. She couldn't even have an educated conversation about the process of education, the industry of education, with the lawmakers whose job it's not. She actually admitted in her hearings that she has never really been to a public school. She's never interfaced with the PTA Association, with the teachers in the public schools, or the anybody. She's never
It's
gone there.
maddening. It's all around. It's something else. You
Well,
know,
you know
like
why it's
when I
maddening?
put
Glenn, you know why it's maddening? Because nobody's doing jack shit about it. Excuse my language, but these red
No, that's
states,
right.
this people have got to put pressure. Just because you think your senator is not going to listen to you doesn't mean you can't poke him in the eye.
I mean,
Right.
he can't live, he cannot sleep peacefully. He needs to have their phones need to be bombarded. And frankly, I think this is an outrage that the President of the United States is telling us to contact him on Facebook Messenger.
That's just outrageous. It shows how little he cares. I mean, when you got him today
That's not
saying,
it, Glenn. That's not it. It's not that he doesn't care. They are installing a Pinochet-style government. They are intentionally taking the wrecking ball to every institution that we have, and the Congress is rubber stamping these horrendous people for these offices. And
absolutely.
we can stop them. We couldn't stop Tillerson because ExxonMobil's money is too big. They have their Supreme Court justice, but we have got to call and stop Betsy DeVos. We need to get everybody that we know to understand it's important for us to call our elected officials and people living in Texas where the schools are already decimated. Call your congressman, call your senator. She's passed out a committee. It's going to go to full vote. We probably need three or four Republicans to say no. And I venture to say that Ted Cruz in Texas is one that might say no, because you know what? He wants to look good in the next presidential election.
Yeah, and it's almost like even our school district here, they knew the wave was coming. We had three schools shut down this year. I mean, pretty big schools just completely closed.
You know why? Because of the education system is drowning. They do not have the money allocated. You know what? Look at our budget. You know how much the tiny sliver of the pie is for education? Tiny. It's a small
Right.
percentage. So these teachers are making do. Teachers are buying products for their own classroom. And this whole bullshit of teachers are being paid too much. Really? You work 70, 80 hours a week. You're going to deserve $80,000 a year. These teachers work
Right.
full time. If you're working there for 20, 30 years, you think a teacher doesn't deserve 100 or 80,000? I want my teachers well paid. I don't
Oh,
resent them being
well
paid.
paid.
But this is the
Yes.
issue. And then they go after this is the false paradigm. You see, it's interesting, Glenn, that I have this perspective right now because last term I took in my at University of Oregon, Latin American politics, and we studied how the United States installed these neoliberal regimes that really just gutted. What they did was they went in and the philosophy of Alan Greenspan is being implemented in America. They did it in South America. Now they've taken this opportunity. That's what they're doing. What they're going to do is gut all this. The neoliberal philosophy is if you just stop all public services. Let business run things. Business have it in their best interest to take care of the people because they need a good populace. That's the false concept. So they go in, they
Yeah.
stop all social services, and then what happens is the foreigners that are there become very uncomfortable because nothing's working right. So they leave, and that opens up job opportunities. So then the next 2 or 3 years, they're like, hey, we have jobs. We won. So then they win the next election. And then they're solidly in, and it begins to become kind of a paramilitary regime, which is frankly what we have right now. We elect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was going to say, you cut the education, you cut the earned income credit, which is people needs, and then you cut health care. We're surrounded. He says that he wants people not to be dependent on the government. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's breaking us down to where we need government for everything. I think it's a Nazi regime coming in, and he comes out today and says, pray for the apprentice. He's just a mouthpiece, I think, and
What
Pence
did he
is waiting
say?
in the shadow.
What did, oh, you
He
mean
said
Trump?
we need, yeah, he said we need to pray for the apprentice and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Why do we need to pray for them? P-R-A-Y, you said
Yeah,
pray. Why do we need to pray for that? What's the concept there?
he's completely a mouthpiece puppet. Absolutely. Just like you said with Facebook, just don't pay attention. Look at the big puppet clown dancing around. That's why he's so smug and arrogant and everything. It's really, I tell you, it's designed perfectly, I think, actually.
That's right. And you know what the game is to get in somebody as president who was never elected, which is Mike Pence. They're setting Trump up to either step down voluntarily and say he can't handle the pressure of the job. He's a businessman. He really isn't over his head. He's going to leave it to highly qualified people. His team of people are going to handle it, and he will walk away. And the American people will thank him because now we don't have to spend $1.5 billion protecting his wife who refuses to move to the White House. Or they set him up as being incompetent and they exercise the 25th Amendment. And then Mike Pence has much more authority than if we impeached him. Because if we impeach him, then Congress has to give him his authority. There's a possibility he might not get in. So I think this is a total setup.
Absolutely. Look what he's doing around the world. People are anxious, and he's got Breitbart. Look what happened at Breitbart and the protest and what they're doing and all the protests
What I
at the
can't figure
airport.
out, no. This Breitbart is different from the airport. Breitbart is such an outrage. Why would UCLA allow a Nazi to speak on their premises? If a
Well,
college
right,
cannot
but
stand for something in America, then that's my feeling. Like this whole bullshit of, well, we give all sides room. No, we don't. We don't give mass
right.
murderers all the room. No, we don't give people who believe in lynchings the room. No. I mean, I'm sorry,
That's
but
exactly
no.
right. But the kind of direction I was talking about is order out of chaos. He's causing so much chaos behind the scenes. He said today that that Mad Dog guy is going to Japan. Do you think they're going to talk about Fukushima? Maybe under the radar, under everybody's nose. But you know, Mad Dog going to all these places. He loves that Mad Dog guy. He loves guns, and it is total and absolute 33 degrees masonry, just like it always has been. Order out of chaos, and
Glenn, their
I think that.
paradigm does not have to be ours, Glenn. We have the power.
Right.
We are the people. So this is what I'm saying. We are on the precipice right now of jumping off the fucking cliff. And everybody, how many millions
Right.
of Americans are there here? We don't need to take to the freaking streets. We need to take to the phones. We need to be sitting in their offices going, no, you guys are not gonna do this to our country. You are not gonna gut Social Security. You're not gonna gut everything that we have built over the last since the New Deal. They're essentially wiping away the New Deal. That's essentially it. And you know
Yeah,
what's gonna
absolutely.
happen? It's just like with Reagan. See, Reagan thought he was gonna do this too, but pretty quickly, when the carton co starts to collapse in, the whole thing collapses in. So that's why he kept raising taxes. I think he raised taxes 15 times. He was outrageous because he's like, holy crap, this is getting really bad. And so he kept, oh, backing off, backing off, backing off. I mean, this is the thing, it's the rewriting of history, and Americans had better get with it because I personally do not want to have to leave this country, and I don't want to have to live in a country where I'm afraid of the police. I grew up in an age
Well,
when the police were our friends. They came over when you got battered. They came over when somebody was going crazy. You know what I mean? But they are not the enemy. And this whole fucking thing of we can have black bags and we can illegally detain people. And this guy, Mad Dog Mattis, let's be very clear. He's going to Japan to see what their nuclear arsenal is because all that spent fuel that they have is worth money. That's what he's going to
oh.
sell.
Billions, billions. But you know, you were saying we absolutely do have the numbers. You're exactly right. We outnumber them tremendously. But you just like this little spectacle, the Super Bowl, your average American, you know, that's asleep, they draw to this and they think that it's, you know, it's a big spectacle. What we need to do is sharpen our teeth on anti-sensationalism and get off the wheels of constraint, spin off the wheels of constraint. And like you said, whichever way that we do it, but there's something in the back of everybody's mind. We feel that pull, the ones that know, Lonnie, you know, it could come to a point where we take the streets. And you are seeing it. Look at all the protests coming out. People does not want to stand for this, and they're screaming out. And I think, you know, we'll have certain leaders that lead these people, and for the right reason. These are passionate, intelligent, young and old people that are finally standing up. And I got to say, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, we love it. And this is the thing, what we have to do is can lean into our democracy, because democracy only works if we do. That's the issue. We have a democracy. We are hanging on by it. But for Nancy Pelosi to just look at some college kid and go, well, let's face it, we're a capitalist society. Fuck you. Do you think I'm going to vote for her ever or her Democratic Party with that ideal? Because we can be a socialist capitalist society. We don't have to be one thing or the other, because what we're seeing in capitalism is screw the poorest and the weak. It's only if you don't make money, it's your fault. That's in fact the neoliberal idea. It's your fault if you're not making money. You deserve where you belong. And that is the
Right.
bullshit of it. Like, you know what? There are people, it's like somebody said to me, well, you just write a check for $500. Well, you might as well ask a lot of people to like go to the moon and back, writing a check for $500. That's half of their income for the month. I mean,
Right.
all these ideas are great, but guess what? This is why Roosevelt forced the rich to pay their taxes, because they're not going to voluntarily do it. They're not going to take, they lose their compassion. Many, many, many studies have shown the more money you have, the farther off your compassion bell goes. It really takes effort for a person with a lot of money to like maintain their apathy towards, they feel more and more disconnected, and they forget, like Oprah Winfrey. She forgets what it's like to be poor. I mean, she's so outrageous. I need seven houses, really?
Right, and that's what we're up against. You got people that absolutely think that way, and here's my thing. He is going to cut the earned income credit. He's going to bring people
Not
down to
him.
their.
It's not him. You know who's doing it? Paul Ryan. Let's be very clear. Paul Ryan needs to be called in his little state by people living there, because Paul Ryan is the leader of the House. He's had this on his agenda for 4 or 5 years, and it's the Democrats who've staved him off. They are
Right.
licking their chops. They get to like slam down everything they've been dying to do for 40 years.
Yeah, and I voted against Mitch McConnell every single time, the little turtle guy,
You got to talk to your
but I will.
neighbors, Glenn. You got to get some real information. Go to the internet, print it off, make copies of it, make little things, and say, look, this is real. It's not just me saying it. You got to look at what these people are doing. And you got to, it's easy to find out the way he's voted every time against the vets. These fuckers vote, excuse my language, but for them to say they even care about our country, they have been cutting our veterans off at the knees. And women are getting raped, and men, increasing rates in our military. And why is that? Because we are asking them for the secrecy and the laws. The secrecy laws that have been passed in this country are the death knell to democracy. It is an
Right.
outrage. And the police officers have to abide by the secrecy code. Fuck that. I'm sorry, but that is just off the charts, incorrect, wrong. And I think we need to hit the reset button with these 5 million people in the street. Screw the Democratic Party. I mean, I'm
Right.
glad that Planned Parenthood organized it and got it off the ground, but really, I was super offended when those women were walking around with those goofball hats demeaning themselves. That was certainly not the, who promoted that? You know what? I venture to say it was somewhere in between. Like, let's make them look like idiots. And they're all just baiting the hook. They're all just like, can you tell, Glenn, I needed to talk today, man? I've had so much on my mind.
It's great. Well, I was going to say on that point too, don't forget where Pence was at just the other day. And, they said it was the biggest, person that's ever been there. And they take down Planned Parenthood and all this stuff. That's their agenda. They
That's
they're
right,
far to the
Democrats.
right. And here I was actually at a little shindig last night, and of course, me being the way I am, there was a radio show playing, and everybody was getting ready to. They had a little bonfire, but there was this radio show playing on. It's the same one, I guess, that Glenn Beck and all that's on here. I've told you before that we are. I'm in a Bible Belt,
Yeah,
very, very
we know,
right,
I know.
far, far, far to the right. And anyway, I don't know the DJ that was on, but Lonnie, he a Kumbaya. He played the Kumbaya song in the background and was saying the most horrid things about bombing all these people, and they need to die. And we need to shoot them in the back. I mean, that's what we're up against. And there's no telling how many lunatic friends is listening to that crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's very... This is what Hitler did, as a matter of fact. And Mussolini, they start the us against them. The one thing that us as Americans do is we believe in each other as Americans. We're Americans first and our religion comes second. That's how the Muslim community feels. I mean, to be honest, there has not really been... The attacks on our country are few and far between. We've had far more violence in the street perpetrated by a police department that propagates war on the streets, to be frank with you, the way they put it. Like the hostility that has been, I mean, one of the things that we as Americans have to be responsible for is our democracy. It does matter. I mean, like, this is why I love Mimi Gurman. You know what she's doing right now in Portland? She's been spending the last month. It's been freezing here, unusually cold here in Oregon. She's going out on the streets and attempting, she's going to the city council meetings, attempting to get the city council to open the homeless shelters. Because the homeless shelters are just not open. They're not open. They don't have the money. And they're like, what do you mean you don't have the money? Like, what's more important than not keeping people out of the freezing rain? I mean, it is freezing out here.
Absolutely, it's cold here, and like I said, we got about four, and of course ours is open. But let's take a look at that. Exactly what we're talking about, Lonnie. Our homeless shelters and warming centers, all that stuff, even the public libraries where they get free internet, is spilling out into the streets. There's more homeless people than I've ever seen in my life.
That's right.
And like I said, you know, I volunteer at the soup kitchen down here, and the line, it takes us almost 2 hours to get everybody fed.
Wow. And you live in Paducah, Kentucky.
Yeah, just a little. I mean, they say there's 29,000, but that's a low ball number. I think it's more like 35 or 40, but yeah.
Wow, that is a shame. 2 hours to feed people.
Oh yeah, the line is out the door through the parking lot. It's yeah.
Huh. And that's just people coming to the soup kitchen.
I talk my propaganda, if you want to call it too, you know, the ones that know like us. I'm telling them about everything. But that's a great idea to print that stuff off and get your neighbors involved. That really is a good idea.
They need to know that they're being propagandized. See, the thing is, when you talk to them, they think, oh, you're just a flake. They give you the label. But if you bring them, like with my landlord, he's a super pro Fox guy, older guy, like 80 years old, really sweet, though. And so I print his stuff off, and he's like, he's like, really? And I'm like, Floyd, it's right there. Take a look. He's like, He's like, well, I don't know about this. You know what I mean? Like, they may still stick to the same just because they don't want to admit it in front of you, but I guarantee you it works on them. They take it home, and a lot of people will say, I don't want to see it. Thanks, but no, because they don't want to be convinced of the reality. So, you know, what we have to talk about is kind of softball and say, look, let's just remember, talk to them about the Constitution. We, the people of these United States, in order to form a more perfect union. You know what I mean? Memorize the preamble and talk to them about it and say, look, let us get back to being Americans, because every person that's in this country, naturalized citizen or American-born citizen, naturalized citizens take that oath and they don't do it lightly. It's not that easy to become a naturalized citizen. So we need to honor that. I mean, honestly, one of the things that really annoyed me about the Trump election was the way people went after Melania. Like, whatever, even if she came in the country illegally, so along with 11 million other people, who cares? And maybe she is a gold digger in which to, you know, my big complaint is we have to pay $1.5 billion for her to decide to live in New York if she doesn't come to the White House. That's a pretty big imposition on the country. Especially
it is.
I mean, $1.5 billion over 4 years so that her son, their son, can go to his own school. Now, if they want to split the cost with this, okay, I could do that. I wouldn't mind splitting the cost 50-50 if he's so freaking rich. Or she moves up to
Right.
the White House like a regular first family. Like, why cause
Right.
the American family an extra burden? I don't get that. And you know, this is what makes me believe. Now, this is the question I have for you, Glenn, because I know you're paying attention to this. Do you think that
Right.
he's in on it, or do you think they're setting him up to fail so that he Mike Pence gets in?
I think you're spot on right that because I think he's such a clown. It's too fake. It's too, his banter and his gall and his tweeting and his, like I said, can you believe we need to pray for The Apprentice and Arnold Schwarzenegger? It's maddening.
What drove that statement? That's hilarious. I'm gonna see if I can find it. What was the background and why we need to pray for Arnold Schwarzenegger?
He, well, it was the annual prayer breakfast, see?
What?
Yeah, he was at the prayer breakfast today. I couldn't believe it. I was over at my mom's helping her rake some leaves early, earlier, and my dad had it on, and he's a Trump supporter, and I'm trying to get through to him, but like I said, these people around here vote the way that their grandparents voted just because it's insanity. And I wanted to point out too, you were talking about Melania. I've never seen such a disrespect for women since I've been alive. And some of them do it to themselves, but coming out and the way that the Women's March, and I know you promoted it and was there, and I thought it was the greatest thing. More women are coming together. We need that. We need that right now more than anything.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the thing, though. This disrespect has always been there. It's just not been talked about. What happens? It's kind of like the homophobia, the attacks on gay people and
Right.
on the Muslims. It's like I have a client in Arizona who said to me, "Well, I like Trump. He's finally saying what we've all been thinking for a long time about those Mexicans." And I'm like, "That's outrageous. You know, like for real, like that is just." Instead of healing themselves, they're sticking to their hypermasculinity and misogyny. And really, it really is out. But this speaks to the personal, the narcissistic personality disorder that they're suffering from that's been implanted. Like, this is the thing with Trump. I can't figure out if being as a narcissist, he thinks he's real or if he's in on the game. I am beginning to believe he really is an egomaniac, and they're playing him like a fiddle to make him look like he's in. Like today, he stands up and talks about a reality show at the National Prayer Breakfast. I just opened it up. President Trump on Thursday addressed the National Prayer Breakfast, opening his remarks by talking about TV ratings. This is the
You
Hill.
see?
This is the Hill
Yeah.
reporting it. Trump noted
Yeah.
his tremendous success as star of the reality show Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice, as well as the latter show drop in ratings since he left. Like,
Yes.
wow, man. It is actually, it's beyond comprehension. But this is what I'm saying. Is he doing this intentionally, or is he really just a true narcissist who's only going back to what he knows? Like what he maybe he's waking up going, I'm going to go back to what I know. That's what made me popular. People are going to like me. Or is he
I
just
think
playing the complete fool so that, you know, he can get what they need?
I think it may be a touch of him just being him and the setting him up, really. Really, I do. Because
I don't.
you got Pence. He's just waiting in the shadows, and I see him. And I'm a big believer in eye contact and body language and stuff like that. And frankly, I get the heebie-jeebies when I look at Mike Pence. He just that smile all the time and those cold, dark eyes. I
And
don't
his
know.
hand
I don't
is,
know.
you ever notice his right hand is always clenched? His hand is always
Yeah.
clenched. I mean, honestly, I get the heebie-jeebies because I've already seen the long arm of intimidation that Mike Pence will do. You know that story. Mike Pence's office reported to the Capitol Police that I threatened to murder his staff. His staff called up the.
Wow.
I called up to disagree with his vote. it was like a September, and they were voting on to extend the unemployment benefits through Christmas. And I said, and they voted no, and I saw him and John Boehner gloating in front of a microphone like, well, I'm glad we've stopped the bleed on our economy. And I'm like, you know what I called
him?
I said, you know what? I just saw the Congressman Pence and speaking with Boehner, Congressman Leader Boehner, and I hope that you will tell him that I disagree with him as an American. I really wouldn't mind my taxes going up a little bit. It's only 3 months. It's right before Christmas. And some of those people might freeze to death in New York City if we don't help them. They are victims, and we haven't quite caught up yet. They're like, thank you very much. We'll let him know. They summarily called the Capitol Police and said I threatened to murder their staff. So I get a call 4 days later, literally, I was furious. I get a call 4 days later from Sergeant Donica in the police Eugene department, one of their detectives here. He'd been investigating me for 4 days.
Yeah, I remember. I remember you saying that a while back.
This is Mike Pence. He has no regard for the law. In fact, he doesn't have any regard for the law because he tried to write legislation in his state of Illinois demanding that women go to jail for 6 months if they've ever had an abortion, even though in our country it's legal to have an abortion. This guy is a complete lunatic. I call him the American Taliban. That's what's getting installed. And if people do not stop these appointments, it's going to be a wreck. Can you imagine Rick Perry heading the Department of Energy?
I couldn't believe it. Dancing with the Stars, Rick Perry. I can't believe it. But, you know, I got a police officer in the family. I was going to interview him on my YouTube channel, and he told me, he said, we absolutely cannot do that. We've already been told not to discuss anything. And I was going to talk to him about, you know, people being against the cops and how there are good cops, and he couldn't do it. He said he would lose his job. And
who gave him that rule, and who gives those people that authority to silence cops in our country? Did you ask him that?
Yeah, well, he said it was his captain, and
his captain the authority? Like, why can't these? See, this is the problem. We have this hyper militarized police department that is super hyper militarized since Bush brought in the IDF to train the police departments. So this is funny.
Right. That's funny that you say that, because when, you know, he told me that, and he asked me, he was like, you don't got any cameras or any recording me? And I was like, no, I don't. And he, you know, said that the militarization of the police force is ramping up. He said the guns that they're getting, and we have 4 MRADs in Paducah, Lonnie. I don't know if you're familiar what an MRAD is, but there's no reason for 4 MRADs to be in Paducah. But what did Trump say? We're bringing back the law and order, you know, the iron fist. And I know firsthand, you know, that police officer in the family, he told me that it most definitely is happening. These guys don't need AK-47s and M14s, you know, in their car to pull somebody over for speeding. It's ridiculous.
Uh-huh. So why are they accepting it? Why are the police officers just accepting it and saying, why don't they go to the city council and meetings and say, you know what, I just want to testify? I mean, what we need is courage. See, even our police officers do not have the courage. Everybody wants their job so badly they're willing to give up their integrity. That is at the heart.
They are.
And this is what they we need are. To talk to people about. Like, we have the right to free speech, and it is against the law for retribution to happen to him. And he might have to go through some pain to right the ship, but everybody's being silent. Like this morning, I'm on Facebook, and people are going, well, life's going to hell in a hashtag. So isn't that the way it is? Like, fuck no. Like, shut the fuck up. I honestly, this is where I just started spitting nails. We have an opportunity to lean into this democracy and demand, not just take to the streets, because that doesn't mean jack to them. As long as we don't call them up, as long as we don't threaten them with their jobs, they're going to do whatever the hell they want. You know what changes it is these guys all want their cushy little jobs so that all their relatives get all the insider deals. They're getting rich on the side. They're not looking. It's not. There's no paper trail to any of these congresspeople. But all their kids have great jobs. All their kids have great money. They all get richer than God some way or another through relatives here and there. So, you know, and that's part of our, okay, so that's the capitalistic system. I can accept that. What I can't accept is the suppression and the brutalization of our people.
Right. Well, that's, you know, that's kind of what he said, Lonnie. He said that, you know, he's not going to lose that job. You know, he's got his family and all
well,
that.
You know what you ought to talk to him about his responsibility and his integrity. He could secretly contact his city council member privately. And he could say,
right.
Look, I want to talk to you on an anonymous basis. I am afraid to, I'm not being a whistleblower, but I'm very concerned. This is completely unnecessary. And, you know, like he can contact some elected official in his little town right there in Paducah, the city council, the county commissioner, somebody there he can reach out to talk privately and say, look,
right.
We've got to do this, and I'm willing to work behind the scenes. I can't lose my job. I have a family. If I get busted here, I'll never be hired on another police department because it's all across the country. But it's going to take our police departments to stop it. It's up to this is what I mean when I say it's up to us. We can't wait
right.
for some organization to come in and tell us what to do. We've got to call our own city council members. We've got to call our county commissioners. We've got to like take the bull by the horn, not just the federal officials, but we've got to like on a local level with these, like a friend of mine, this is right here in Eugene, Oregon, my friend's husband, he went through this whole emergency. He's an emergency responder. He went through a training. They wanted him. They have these guys buying bulletproof vests and all this other stuff. And I'm like, he was convinced. He said, look, if there's an emergency, there's going to be all out war here. People are going to be stealing each other's food. And I'm like, are you completely insane? Have you completely given up on your humanity? You know, when crises happen, usually people come together. They don't steal food from each other. And for God's sake,
right.
if anything were to happen, he's the last person I would call. I'd stay, I mean, just even before he became an emergency responder, there's no way I would ever rely on him to help me figure Jack out.
Right.
You know what I
right.
mean?
But isn't it funny though how that is surfacing and kind of spilling out on the streets? Well, we've been pigeonholed and conformed to start believing that there's going to be complete and total chaos and we need to defend ourselves and we need to bunker down and all that. And it really, it's not. Through history, it's exactly like you said. It starts with courage. You have to have integrity and courage. That's where it starts. And if we don't have that, then things may go the way that they're saying. But it feels like we've been pigeonholed in to start believing that over you know, this period of time. And especially here, like I said, it very, very to the far right. And, you know, they bunkers and ammunition and, you know, all this stuff. And I'm the one, I tell them, I'm the guy that would stand out, the one guy that would stand in front of the tank. You know, the famous,
right.
I would be him to do that. And people see that and it can open their hearts and say, wow, this one guy. And it is the few that change things. And I certainly am glad that you're on the radio and you have these views and you're not scared to say them, you know, and that's what we need. And by the way, everyone that's listening, Lonnie Clark is the best, has the most golden heart you've ever.
Thank you.
I've went through a troubled time in my life, and she's been there and talked to us and sent us books and did everything. So I just want, you know, I'll take this time to say thank you, Lonnie. You're great.
Well, thank you, Glenn. And you know what? This is the thing about speaking out. We have to remember this. When you want something new in a culture, this is like even the computers, when we got our cell phones, this is how sales work. And this is what we have to do with our own country. It's why it's important for us to talk out, because we have to go with them with facts and calmly just accept we can't fight with them and call them names, refuse to name call. But this is the thing. When you sell a product, and we're basically selling ethics and integrity again, because it has gotten taken out of our culture. And we have really literally closely to losing our humanity. But guess what? We're still humans. It's there. We've just been ignoring it. So 25% of the people, like that's what we have right now, about 25% of the people still have their integrity. As we speak more out, as these people come out and they're more outraged, only 25% are going to come alive in the next little bit of time. After that, if we keep moving on that train without getting roadblocked, this is what they did in the 60s. They roadblocked us and knocked us down with cocaine habits in this country. They did that intentionally. And so
right.
If we can stay on the track of on the train of becoming humans again, then we get 25% of the people more over another 20, 30 years. But guess what? The last 25 years, fuck them. They're not going to, very few of them will ever get on the train. They just like got rotten hearts. So you pray for their souls and move on. But most of us are on the right side of the fence. You know what I'm saying? And that, and this is the thing, like what happens here. Our country is a big experiment in humanity. Our constitution, democracy is a constitution. This is what made me so furious with Nancy Pelosi looking at that young college going, get used to it. We're a capitalist system. Screw you. Like, we can define how that's going to be. Their paradigm is not our paradigm. We do not have to just click our heels and say, Herr Trump. No, not going to do it.
Right.
And I'm not putting, you know, I'm not going back to ankle skirts for Mr. Mike Pence. He can go fuck himself. I mean, honestly.
right on.
I mean.
Yeah, and that's exactly, you're spot on. And people have to take that inside. And, you know, like Thomas Ackerman says, that consciousness and the love for people and your neighbors and your loved ones and people you don't even know. And, you know, I think people are getting on board. I think people's eyes are open wider than they ever have been with internet and things like that, radio shows, you know, like yourself. And we just have to keep plugging away, you know, get out of that muck. We spun in that mud for so many years and went nowhere. And, you know, I say Woodstock on Wall Street, you know, I just think there needs to be something that is intelligent, passionate, and for the right reasons. You know what I mean? Like, for the core reasons of, we are humans. We don't like the way you're treating us. I mean, you just said the education system. That just breaks my heart, because teachers do need to make more than just about anybody. They are educating our children and older adults, mid-age, to get better jobs and things like that. And just, it seems like the system is so cracked, but we can never lose hope to fix that. We say that we're the safety net, and we got to be, and we can never lose that. So,
well, I agree with you, Glennon. You know, I think it's really important for us to remember that if this is a democracy, it takes all of us. The reason they've gotten off track is there's what, how many? I think I read that there are like 28, 27, maybe 30 lobbyists for every federal official in Washington, D.C. I mean,
right.
Imagine if there was 50 people contacting them, you know, going into their offices, forming little committees. And I mean, imagine if they got so busy they couldn't see the lobbyists because their constituents wanted to go in and see them. That's not the case, right? So, I mean, it does require that we change what we've been doing. We can't just blame them for being bad people. Even Mitch McConnell, it's been easy for him to rob, pillage, and steal. I mean, he is probably one of the worst, but guess what? It's been easy. People keep reelecting him. He goes to his you know, I saw him when he was campaigning. He just got reelected. People in his state like him. They think he's all right. And they don't even realize that he's been voting against their... His wife is now the transportation director. Do you know that? She's the lady that, Chow, that's Mitch McConnell's wife. That's why she got rubber stamped right through. You did not know that. You see, she would never use Mrs. McConnell, because then she would never get anywhere in Washington. And she's, you know, an Asian woman. So she doesn't, who would think that Mitch McConnell would be married, a big racist would be married to an Asian woman? Nobody.
That's absolutely right.
Nobody.
That blows my mind. I am. I never knew that. That's crazy. But, you know, it seems like turmoil to me. It's complete turmoil. Turning everything upside down.
This is in your state of Kentucky, and you did not know through this vetting period that Mitch McConnell's wife was up for a very important Transportation Department bill. The Transportation bill is actually what's going to happen on the restructuring and the, you know, the reinvestment in America. Let's build our roads, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. She's going to be overseeing all those contracts. Now, how many people that are in her family or in his family or in their extended circle of friends are going to be getting those contracts? Probably lots. You know what I mean? Like, this is if she's competent, I listen to her in the hearings, and she can either talk really well, but see, she's been in the revolving door. She at least knows government. And I don't think she has any intention of gutting the government. She does want to privatize it, but, you know, privatizing the roads, they've almost pretty much done that. Portugal owns a very large portion of New Mexico. So, and right. China owns huge lots of lands in this country. So they've pretty much already done that. But I mean, this is why I didn't want to have a guest on, Glenn, because I've just had so much on my head. Like, people are not aware, and they're sitting on their asses. Like, I want us to go talk to our neighbors, talk to our friends, educate them, and let them know if we do not stop these people now, in 1 year from now, we are going to have President Pence, military patrols down the street, and the cops forcing us to say, yes, sir, no, sir, I'll do what you say, sir. Military-style right. police in this country. And rape will go way up, because whenever there's a militarized-style police, rape goes way up. And it's not just the young, racy-looking women. It's old women and children. So right. you know, if people care about decency in this country, start being Americans.
Absolutely. And I think you're exactly right. I mean, look, I didn't know what you just said about Mitch McConnell, but, you know, it just seems to me all this stuff is flying under the radar, just like what you said about Mitch McConnell. They know what states that they have, and the majority will go along with it and just say, yep, you know, that's right. Just like my father this morning watching Trump, he agreed with everything he said. But the liberal side, my mother, who's been Democratic her whole life, said, well, I think that he would start war with anybody. And, you know, you look. Now Paul Ryan comes out and says that I don't see why Australia would be worried about relations. They're slipping in on Iran and wanting to disrupt that. Mad Dog going these places. You know, but Trump hides under the radar by saying all these countries take advantage of us and this, that, and the other, and let's build a wall. Well, we get so much produce and things from Mexico. It's just, it seems like he's setting it up for turmoil for whatever reason, you know, flipping it upside down to not get people involved, maybe scared. It seems like total Hitler-type propaganda-esque situation going on, and I fear for my children. You know, I got a 7-year-old, an 11-year-old, and an 18-year-old, and I feel so bad for him.
What's your 18-year-old? How engaged is your 18-year-old?
You know, he's from being around me, he is aware, and he is aware of course Fukushima, and we talk about how the government really has shifted to another side, and you know, he's in college, and he gets some Pell Grants and things like that, and I told him, this administration coming in, you can forget about that. So we try to make him fair, I told him, I said, start protesting at that school. Anything that you see that's going down like that.
He needs to start calling in. What he needs to do is organize groups of students to call in to your elected officials, to call in to find out who your congressman is, call your state senators, call your city councils, call the county commissioners, call your city county, call your mayor, call these people and call the governor of your state and say, wait a minute, we are not happy with the way things are going, and we're not just taking to the streets. We're not going to vote for you if you allow this to happen to our country. Seriously, we will not vote for you. We are not going to rubber stamp the government anymore. Sorry. And we're not going to do it. But we need to get students, we need to get people calling in to their elected officials. I personally have a little file on my desk. Like, I just printed out the new Senate list. I printed out the new congressional list, and I keep it on my desk, and I call them. I call them on a regular
Right.
basis. And I mean regular.
Right.
At least once a week, I'm calling one or two of my elected officials. I still call Elliot
Right.
Leeser's office of Columbia Generating Station, who still has never called me back. But you know what? I'm going to keep
Right.
poking them in the eye. I'm not going to not.
Right.
I mean, look, they're not going to destroy our country with us just laying down and taking it. If they're going to do it, I'm going to fight back. And the only thing I
Absolutely.
Have is with my vote. And if it doesn't mean anything, okay, it doesn't mean anything. But at least we can. I mean, it's going to get to the point where really oppression never really lasts for too long. Like, this is the interesting thing. Humans thrive in, even China does not oppress its people as much as the United States does. There are fewer people in Chinese prisons than there are in the United States, and they have lots more people than we do. Lots more.
Absolutely. And
so,
and here we build more prisons than schools.
But the prisons are for profit. It's the key here is that that's what burnt me with Nancy Pelosi saying, we're a capitalist society. Really, these are the same Democrats who agreed to prisons for profit, who voted in the Unpatriot Act, who voted in the Homegrown Terrorist Act, who says that now if you create a protest that affects American corporations, you can be deemed a homegrown terrorist because you're harming the capitalist society of America. This is where we have gone seriously, seriously wrong. And Trump being elected and imposing these neoliberal ideas is just the natural offshoot of what our elected officials have been asking for.
And you know, really, you didn't want Hillary, but you would take her over Trump. And, you know, she won the popular vote. I don't think he really even one. I believe it should be, you know, the popular vote, but that, you know, it is getting involved. And isn't it a shame? I feel bad, Lonnie, I do, for those things happening because we didn't do anything. And it's almost like we let them do it to us. So you're exactly right. You have to be educated, informed, and do the work like Kevin Blanch says. I'll do your dirty work, but everyone needs to do the dirty work. Everyone needs to get involved. Everyone
so
needs to get involved.
Let's just be clear. The fact that the President of the United States tells us to send him a message on Facebook, and then we go to Facebook and look, what do we see? We see every one of our friends bitching and complaining about the government. Like, I can't believe they're doing it. But do any of those same friends take the time they put on Facebook to call their elected officials? No, because fundamentally they're afraid of our government. They don't want to be put on a list. So they're not willing to be Americans. You get what you deserve here. And people need to be willing to I mean, you think I'm not on a list? Fuck them. I don't care. Put me on the list. It's like I wrote Bill Frist when I first got engaged in this, when I was attempting really all the time to get George Bush indicted. I was writing letters. In one of my letters, I wrote him and I said, you know what? I'm going to keep asking for George Bush to be indicted because it's the right thing to do. And frankly, if you want to arrest me and put me in jail, go right ahead. I won't have to pay rent and I might get regular sex. I wrote that in the letter because I wanted to be disrespectful to them because they are disrespectful to us.
Right. Right. And
suppression.
Right. And suppression is the key. They love suppression.
Yes,
they just like here.
Glenn, we've got about a minute left. I want to thank you, Glenn. We're talking with Glenn Woodford, who, by the way, is a YouTuber and puts out like the most amazing, interesting types of videos on his channel. It's very diverse, but really heartfelt and very sweet. It's actually, Glenn, I just admire your humanity. So I want to say that you can find it at Glenn Woodford, Woodford, on YouTube. I suggest you check out his YouTube channel. And thanks for calling in, Glenn, because it's really made this day a thoughtful conversation.
Well, thank you, Lonnie, and keep doing what you're doing, and we appreciate it. We listen every day, and a big shout-out to Jules for holding it all together, and we thank you, Lonnie. We love you.
Eyes to the sky. Put your courage feet on. Take action, you guys. Eyes to the sky. I love that. Thanks, Glenn. We'll talk to you guys later.
See you.
This is JJ Ean up against the wall.